Hey everyone, this is Jeremy Colley.
I'm Jack Doherty.
I'm Jake Runyon.
And by our powers combined, we are the Canned Air Podcast. But right now, you're listening to the PVD Cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, Mr. PVD MVP himself, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 166 and a half. That's right, it's a mini episode, given the Labor Day weekend, everyone's schedule's kind of really messed up, and so I thought I'd jump on here and just talk about a couple of things that is going on with yours truly, and I'll keep it to about 15 or 20 minutes. But I guarantee you that more full-length episodes are coming your way. As a matter of fact, next week's episode is going to be a full episode where I'm going to do a real in-detailed recap of my weekend in Chicago at All In, at StarCast. I'm trying to get a couple of guests to come on and talk about the experience as well, because believe it or not, there's a lot of people that yours truly knew out in Chicago. I mean, I ran into Dom Riggio from Mess Bucket Comics and got to talk to him and meet his partner Eric, and they're working on the Rowdy Roddy Piper comic book, which I'll talk more about that next week. But I also ran into some other friends of the PVD Cast that were out there, and we got to hang out. So I'm going to do a real deep dive, so to speak, on All In and StarCast next week. But I'll go ahead and just talk about a few things real quick. First of all, I thought the show Saturday night was fantastic. Yeah, I mean, from top to bottom, it was very entertaining, some great wrestling action, even a little bit of comedy, even a little bit of brutality. It had pretty much a little bit of everything for any type of wrestling fan. All In, fantastic show. Kudos to everybody involved. StarCast itself was also kind of fun. The opportunity to kind of talk with some folks there. And I don't mean talk like with the stars and that, you know, although there were plenty of stars, but to talk to a lot of podcasting people who are out there. And I got to talk to them and get their take on how things are going at StarCast and maybe get some tips and some tricks from those podcasters that were out there. And trust me, you know, there were a lot of different podcasters out there of all different types of shows and all different levels of shows. And as a matter of fact, here I'm going to talk about a project that I'm very proud to be a part of here a little bit later on that kind of ties into people making their own podcast. But yeah, overall, I thoroughly enjoyed the weekend out in Chicago, hanging out with some friends, getting to see some great wrestling, getting to kind of go to a really cool wrestling convention. So look forward to next week when I break it all down for you in the expanded deep dive, as I'm going to call it, for last weekend. So in a couple of weeks, a big event is happening here in Columbus, and I wanted to talk a little bit about it. It's time for CXC. That's right. Cartoon Crossroads Columbus 2018 will be happening September 27th through the 30th. At various different spots throughout downtown Columbus. I mean, the Billy Ireland Cartoon Library and Museum. I think the Columbus Metropolitan Library, the Wexner Center. There's going to be just a ton of things going on over those 4 or 5 days in the city of Columbus. And it's a great experience. If you're somebody that's a fan of comic books and comic book art and cartooning, then you need to check out CXC. I have a link over in the links page of pvdcast.com. Where you can get the website and check out all of the information. But the website is cartooncrossroadscolumbus.com. It's very, very simple there. They have a lot of great special guests that are going to be there. I'm going to try my best to pronounce this first guest's name, and I hope I don't mess it up. Kazu Kibuishi is going to be there. Michael DeForge, Lynn Johnson, Jeff Smith, Charles Vess, Annie Koyama, Brian Michael Bendis, and Jim Woodring, as well as many, many other great, talented artists are going to be down there. So you definitely need to check it out. CXC happening again on September 27th through the 30th. And as a matter of fact, and I'm hoping that he's going to come on here in the next week or so, Ken Epstein hit me up because he's got something very special for CXC. He's going to be debuting three new comic books in conjunction with CXC: Jenny May and Jerry Wick, The Collected Pander Bear, and of course, Nick's Comics Quarterly number 10. Now, let me just give you a little bit of info on these. Nick's Comics Quarterly number 10, of course, is the latest issue of Nick's Comics Garage Rock theme horror and humor anthology. And you're going to see some of the talents of not only Ken Epstein, but also Gideon Kendall, Michael Nino, Pat Redding Scallion, Matt Lejeune, Matt Miner, and of course, Mark Rudolph, as they have a variety of different tales in Nick's Comics Quarterly number 10. Jenny May and Jerry Wick, it's the third and final installment of comics adapted from the popular blog about lost friends and the 90s indie music culture. So, and this particular version of Jenny May and Jerry Wick will also be released not only as just a comic, but you can get a comic and record set. So there you go. It's a little multimedia action for you. And of course, The Collected Pander Bear is the entire run of the 2011 to 2012 webcomic done by, of course, Ken Epstein and illustrated by Bob Ray Starker. So Ken's got some things coming out for CXC. As I said before, you don't want to miss CXC. It's a great fun. I unfortunately did miss it last year and I felt terrible. I really wanted to go, but my schedule was kind of crazy and I was out of town. So again, the website is, of course, cartooncrossroadscolumbus.com. If you don't remember that, all you got to do is go to pvdcast.com, go to the links tab, and there's a link right down there about midway through the links. Just click there and it'll take you right to the website so you can find out about where things are going to be, how much tickets are, and all that good stuff, folks. So before I move on, I want to just tackle real quickly the breaking news that happened right before I started recording this podcast, and I maybe should have started off the episode with this particular news, but I just want to give my two cents worth on the passing of legendary actor Burt Reynolds, who died today at the age of 82 years old. He, of course, is Bandit from Smokey and the Bandit. His filmography is huge. I mean, he was in Boogie Nights, and which I believe, if I remember correctly, he won an Academy Award for that. Also in Deliverance. Personally, I thoroughly enjoyed Burt Reynolds when he was on and had that guest spot on My Name is Earl, because they had the and I can't remember the character's name, but Norm Macdonald was playing Burt Reynolds as like the mayor of the town of Camden, but he had a different name. And then when his father showed up, it was Burt Reynolds. I thought that was just freaking ingenious on behalf of the writing staff for that show. But, you know, here's a little bit of trivia that I think maybe is going to be forgotten, you know, because we're going to focus on, you know, his relationships with people like, you know, Sally Field and Lonnie Anderson, and we're going to look at his filmography. But the dude was a heck of a football player. And in fact, he was one of the owners of the USFL franchise, the Tampa Bay Bandits, when the USFL was running in the, early to mid-1980s, which, as a side note, totally off topic, well, sort of. The 30 for 30 from ESPN that they put out a couple of years ago about the USFL is a fascinating documentary. I think it might be one of my favorites out of that 30 for 30. And to be honest, 30 for 30 is fantastic to begin with. But I think that's probably one of my favorites. So, but nonetheless, rest in peace, Burt Reynolds. No doubt it is a sad day in Hollywood. But with that being said, I'd like to talk a little bit about a project that I am a part of, that I'm very proud of, and I'm looking forward to it getting released and getting some feedback. So the guys at the Canned Air podcast, Jeremy, Jake, and Jack, they're great guys, friends of the show. And a few months ago, Jeremy had contacted me and said, man, I would really like to do a how-to podcast episode of the Canned Air podcast. And his thinking was that, you know, when he and I first started off in podcasting, there was no one telling us how to do this. We had no idea, you know, and I think I've been very, very vocal about that in past episodes, that, you know, I'm DIY in capital letters because I had no idea what I was doing. And so when he pitched the idea, I was like, yeah, man, I definitely would be down for it. So I went over to Jeremy's studio last night, and we sat down and recorded the episode. He's going to clean it up. And I think he said he's going to try to release it this weekend, I believe on Friday. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to say this real quick. Please pay attention to my social media. I'm going to be hyping it up because obviously I'm part of the project and I feel very passionate about the project. So just follow me on Twitter at PVDMVP. Check out the Facebook page of the PVDcast, facebook.com/PVDcast, because I'll be dropping some information about this episode. I'm really proud to do it. I really was happy to do it as well because, you know, I can understand how somebody that's sitting at home listening to me or listening to any podcast for that matter goes, I want to do this, but I don't know how. I can empathize. And so Jeremy and I just share a lot of tips, a lot of tricks, a lot of ideas. We share our experiences. And look, we don't know every single thing there is to know about podcasting. We don't. But we're just presenting our experiences and our thoughts on the media. And, you know, maybe you'll find it very interesting and maybe you won't find it interesting. And, you know, and that's fine. But give some input. Give some feedback to myself and to Jeremy and let us know if you thought that this episode, when it drops, was helpful or not. Especially for those people that are starting their own podcasts here. I love helping out folks. In fact, I don't think it's any big secret, and I'm sure Jeremy won't care that I mention this. You know, I helped him out with a part of the Canned Air podcast. You know, I incorporated, he wanted to know how to do that, and I was more than happy to help him out. You know, I've helped out other podcasters too, and I enjoy that. I enjoy doing that. It's giving back to the podcast community. I enjoy helping out other podcasters, and so when this episode drops, definitely Take a listen to it, even if you're not setting up your own podcast. I mean, I think it's still a very interesting talk. But if you are setting up your own podcast, as I said before, just let us know what you think about the episode. And again, keep your eyes peeled to my social media, and I will let you know when that episode is out. All right? Let's talk a little bit about some professional wrestling here, more so than what I started the episode with. Not this past weekend, but the weekend before, I went up to the Extravaganza for Old Wrestling. And once again, the guys and the girls up there at Old Wrestling hit it out of the park. It was another fun, rambunctious, good old time up there at Old Wrestling. It was really cool to see Marion Fontaine and the rest of the folks up there doing their thing, entertaining folks. And they had a heck of a crowd, too. So if you're interested in checking out Old Wrestling, maybe you want to pick up some of their DVDs, all you got to do is go to oldwrestling.com. That's O-L-D-E wrestling.com. Like I said, if you're looking for something a little bit different, if you're looking for a different flavor of professional wrestling, then you should check out Old Wrestling. I took a friend of mine named Justin. He had never seen it before, and he thoroughly enjoyed himself. He thought it was a fantastic time. I know, I keep using that F word. Fantastic, not the other one. I frequently use that one, too. But not on this episode, because I haven't been ranting and raving about anything. But hey, other wrestling news. OCW, Ohio Championship Wrestling, they got two big shows coming up. They're going to be in action on September 15th at the Guernsey County Fair. 6 o'clock is when that show goes on. And then they return to action the following week on September 22nd at the OCW Arena in Akron, Ohio, right there on Main Street, where OCW presents Conspiracy Theory. The bell's time for that event is 6 p.m. And if you need any information whatsoever, all you got to do is go to ocwrestling.net. Or check them out on the Facebook page. Just search for Ohio Championship Wrestling. I actually just thought of something, as I don't have it in my show notes, but I just clicked in my head that September 15th, I'm going to be back in Michigan at Monroe Comic Con up there in Monroe, Michigan. It's a great show. I went up last year. This year, I'm going up. I'm going to be reunited with Brian Lau. We're going to work the table. We're going to meet some people. We're going to do some podcasts. We're going to sell some books. And I'm also very excited to meet Glenn Fabry. That's right, the legendary cover artist for one of my favorite books, Preacher, is going to be there. Can't wait. I'm going to try to take my big coffee table book that's all the Preacher covers. I'm going to try to get him to sign it. That's right, I'm going to be a little bit of a fanboy that weekend, but, you know, what the hell, right? Maybe, just maybe, if I play my cards right, maybe he'll be on the PVD cast. Who knows? That's why you never want to miss an episode of the PVD cast. Did you like that segue? That was pretty smooth. well, let me tell you where you can get your hands on the PVD cast. Obviously, pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly, is one way, but it's also available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Spotify, SoundCloud, Pod Paradise, the Echo Network, heck, just wherever you get podcasts from, just search for the PVD cast, and I'm sure you'll find it. Also, ladies and gentlemen, also, I would like to let you know where you can get in touch with me. If you like something that I said or don't like something I said, you can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter at pvdmvp. You can even leave me a message over on the Facebook page of the PVDcast, and that's facebook.com/pvdcast. And don't forget to check out our sponsor, which of course is Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, your iPad, your tablet, whatever you use. They have a format for you, and they have tons of books, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to get your hands on a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial, all you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast. All right, with that, I'm going to get on out of here. So I thank you for listening, and I'll chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous and stay independent.